Now, the Irish Hotels Federation is joining with hotels from across Europe to support a landmark legal action against Booking.com over its restrictions on hotels offering lower rates on their websites or on rival sites. It follows a judgment last year from the EU Court of Justice indicating there was no evidence to justify the terms included in agreements hotels had with Booking.com. We can get more now from our Consumer Affairs correspondent, Angus Cox. Angus, will you fill in the background for us, please?
Well, Rachel, this all revolves around something called parity clauses. These were contractual terms preventing hotels from offering lower prices or better availability through other channels. These parity clauses were inserted into contracts between Booking.com and hotels over a 20-year period between 2004 and 2024. But the practice triggered complaints by competitors as well as scrutiny from regulators across Europe. And this led to a judgment last year from the Court of Justice of the European Union, as you referenced, that determined there was no evidence to justify these parity clauses. The court said the restrictions may reduce competition between hotel reservation platforms, as well as force out any potential smaller platforms and possible new entrants into the market. However, the court also said, importantly, the clauses couldn't be considered anti-competitive under EU law. Now, following on from this, hotels across Europe, including here now in Ireland, they are seeking financial compensation from Booking.com for damages resulting from what they claim were inflated commission rates charged.
What are the various parties affected by this saying, Angus?
Well, the Irish Hotels Federation, which today announced it's supporting this Europe-wide legal action, it estimates that over 900 Irish hotels and guest houses are eligible to join it. The IHF said these clauses placed hotels and their customers at a significant competitive disadvantage by suppressing price competition. And the IHF Chief Executive, Paul Gallagher, he described the legal action. He said it's unprecedented, adding the parity clauses have been a major issue for Irish hotels going back 20 years, resulting in significant financial harm due to the inflated levels of commissions charged. And the IHF, it's in communication with all affected hotels and guest houses in Ireland in relation to the next steps for joining the collective action. While in a statement to RTE News today, Booking.com, it said it's not aware of this Europe-wide legal action being taken. It added that the ECJ judgment relates specifically to questions asked by the Amsterdam District Court in relation to litigation between Booking.com and some German hotels on parity clauses. And it also points out, as I referenced earlier, the court didn't conclude that Booking.com's German parity clauses were anti-competitive. Now, the case is being led and handled by the same competition lawyers, litigators and competition economists who worked on the case that led to the ECJ's judgment last year, Rachel. And in addition to the IHF, the action is supported by national hotel associations from a number of countries across the, not just the European Union, but Europe, so a lot of EU countries, as well as some other countries like Norway, as well as Switzerland.
Angus, thank you very much.